And Merry Christmas to everybody who celebrates.
Merry Christmas to everybody who celebrates.
And a happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Hanukkah, Stephen.
Since 2009, the Lund Report has been the only Oregon news source that reports solely on the high-stakes industry of healthcare. Whether we are highlighting system failures that hurt children and communities, rules that block Indigenous people from getting interpreters, or the state's...
Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, online and on demand at xray.fm. Just heard Ding Dong Ding Dong by George Harrison off the album Dark Horse. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and I'm here with Chase, and this is Wildflowers and Weeds.
Hello.
And we are playing you Indian vintage, country, Americana, etc. And yeah, today we've got some holiday tracks, a few new releases, and I'll be dropping in my interview that I got to do with the Best Boys. Their album, or the duo Best Boys, their album Ride Out came out earlier this season, and I finally got to sit down and chat with them. So we'll be dropping that off, or dropping that in, and then also, playing some of their tracks. So up next, we're going to get into another great holiday track. This is Say She She with their track Purple Snowflakes.
Scenery, weaving time
You just heard Uncle Bobo by Best Boys off their latest EP called Ride Out, which is available everywhere. And I love the horns throughout that whole album. Right before that was A Hazy Shade of Winter by Simon and Garfunkel. They're the other boys, I guessed. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and you're listening to Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. I'm actually joined by the Best Boys. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
I wanted to start off the interview by having y'all introduce yourselves, and where you're at, what your role is in the band, and you know, etc.
You want to go first, Joe?
Sure. I'm Joe, one half of the Best Boys. I do the singing and, I play keys, and yeah, Aaron and I, we write all the songs together.
And I'm Aaron, and yeah, I play guitar, bass, drums. I do mixing and some programming, and yeah, play the trumpets as well.
Oh, amazing. Did you do the trumpets throughout this album?
I did indeed, yeah.
I love that. I love when a horn comes in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really fun to have that texture in our little bag of tricks.
It's just, like, so unexpected in today's music. And then when it does pop out, you're like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
This is really a vibe. And
thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, this is an amazing album. I've just listened to, like, it for the third time, I think, earlier today. I had listened to it when I got the email from y'all, which was closer to September. So thanks for hanging in here with the interview.
Absolutely.
But I will say, like, I'll kind of jump into this, but I listened to it prior, and then I just listened to it today. And a few days ago, we got back from a two-week road trip to the Southwest, to Tucson and back. And I decided I was going to stalk y'all. And so I was looking at your Instagram, and every single one is a video associated with the song. And it's so beautiful, and it immediately made me miss being back on the road, even though I was, like, so tired by the very end. I was like, how can I be missing this already? It was only 5 days ago. But it like, brings, like, a nostalgia. Also, it has, like, the aesthetics for the visual part. I mean, they just play so well with your music. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that aspect. I know we're on the radio, so it's all only noise for people, but... You know, that's available on their Instagram or YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Check us out.
So what was the, like, process or the concept behind the visuals? How did you pick your collaborator, etc.?
Well, Joe does all of our visuals. He's got a very, it's like a very much a large part of kind of the aesthetic, kind of informed by the music for sure. But it's a pretty tight crew, and just Joe and a few other folks.
I do love that you guys, it's between you two and the visuals and the music part. When you guys are deciding the visual portion, like, cinematically, it's so beautiful. I hope people go and check it out. But when you're, like, writing your music, do you see that visual part? Or is it just, like, how the song takes off that kind of grabs you in certain ways?
I think it's a little bit of a combination, but yeah, I think a lot of the songs there's, you know, kind of peppered with little, you know, lyrically visual ideas and, like, little moments in time. And definitely, you know, big theme on a lot of these songs was about, yeah, kind of, you know, headed somewhere or headed home, you know, just kind of in any direction. And just trying to kind of reinforce that with the visuals of, yeah, trying to get a sense of what it's like to be on the road.
I definitely think the, you know, there's, you really captured it between the moving parts of being on the road. It's not just, like, gas stations and where you end up, but it's, like, those moments of the between the space that I feel like you captured really well. Whether it's, like, you guys in front of mountains, etc. It's just, I mean, I didn't really know that you did the visuals, but I was really, now I'm a big fangirl now. I don't know.
Oh, great.
Really sweet.
I was like, I need to know more about this. So anyway, I definitely think it came together, like, perfectly. Is the album cover the Astoria Bridge, or is it a bridge elsewhere?
It is the Astoria Bridge. Yeah, my wife took that picture on one of our trips to Cape Disappointment. And yeah, we were kind of, like, looking through lines with this batch of music and some of the visuals that Joe had started, because a lot of them are from road trips he's taken himself across the country. And if that picture jumped out to us, it's kind of, like, soft and textural, a lot like the music. And then, yeah, it's kind of like, if you know the destination, then you kind of recognize it, but otherwise it's, like, sort of a bridge to nowhere in a way. And
it's so long.
So it's really unique looking, it just jumped out as kind of like an encapsulation of sort of, like, the tone that the music is conveying as well.
I feel that. I definitely feel like a Pacific Northwestern, like, I know that I'm here in Portland, so that's probably why. When I'm seeing, like, the visuals, I'm like, this looks just like here. But those, like, I don't know, you captured it really well. And I feel like the music really is a vibe, like on a road trip from here to Astoria, mm-hmm. it would be like the perfect soundtrack. So I don't know. I appreciate that. It'll probably be our next soundtrack when we're heading out to Cape Disappointment.
Sweet. Appreciate that.
It's just, I don't know, that it's, our coastline is so different here. I don't know if that's, I know that there's, anyway, there we can go into weather, but that's just a whole other thing. I'm assuming, I don't know what Vermont looks like, but I hear that like the landscape has similarities, but also is very different.
Yeah.
There's some similarities. Yeah. Aaron's, we're both from the same town in Vermont, so he lives in Portland now. But yeah, I would say it's definitely similar. Everything's bigger out by you guys, I would.
Yeah. That's different scale, sure.
Scale is a little grander.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense. So when collaborating coast to coast like that, the time change, well, that's like one thing. But mm-hmm. when writing the music, do you guys do this all together? What's the recording process like?
Yeah, we try and do as much of the recording in person as possible. And we both have home studio setups. So I'll go back to Vermont to see family and then usually spend like a concerted amount of time with Joe, like writing in person, because it's more fun that way. It's more, you're able to kind of capture those sort of moments of spontaneity and the kind of energetics back and forth. And then when we're separate, we can refine and add pieces here and there. But yeah, the core of all this music is definitely done in the same room and trying to capture that feeling.
That makes sense. How long have you guys been making music together? Since the beginning, or is this like a later?
It's been a long time, actually. So I went to school with the University of Vermont, and towards the tail end of my undergrad there, Joe reached out with a few songs that he was trying to finish for sort of like a solo project. And so that was, I think, 2013 or something like that. So yeah, we've been working on music for over a decade now. And yeah, part of that was like a solo project that Joe has put out under the name Blackfly, which is a little more synth leaning. And also just like his voice is kind of the main character in that music as well as ours. And then we've worked on other stuff that sort of lived a little bit outside of that universe. So that's more what Best Boys music has grown out of, is yeah, just sort of a little bit more of the two of us doing the songwriting rather than me adding flourishes to his songs.
It's a tale of the duo, you know. There's you write out different parts of your lives together. Mm-hmm. And my husband and his best friend moved to Portland from Tucson as a mm-hmm. band. And it's funny how much they are like, I know it's like the bond there is like unbreakable.
Yeah.
When you're going through like a creative process with someone, it's such a deeper, I don't know, friendship at that level. I don't know.
For sure.
That's really cool that you've been able to pull it together for so long and coast to coast, because me trying to coordinate FaceTime situations with my brother that's over on that side is not easy.
No doubt.
But having those like the ability to like visit each other and also like work on an art in those periods is kind of a art residency of its own, which is really definitely cool.
Definitely. Yeah. No, it's something I look forward to every time I go home. It's fun to see family. My sister lives out there with her family as well. So it's great to see my nephews and do all the family stuff. But it's always like, one of the more exciting bits is like, oh, what are Joe and I going to work on? It's always something to like plug away at.
Yeah. The fact that like so much of it reminds me of being on the road and road trips, and it's you visiting some, you know, like going back mm-hmm. to home. I like that thorough line. Love that.
Yeah,
well, where can people keep up with you guys the easiest?
Probably on Instagram is the place to find us, and then all of our links kind of are there, and our handle has some fun underscores. So it's at 3_BestBoys3_. And that's probably the place to stay most current with us. And then all of our links for streaming and all the visual stuff are there in our bio.
I do love when I went to your website, it's just your music playing, which I just appreciate, mm-hmm. like the ease of finding your music, but also it being just about that in a way. But I understand I'm just kind of surprised that you even got Best Boys as a handle, even with all those underscores.
I know, it's funny. We were in making the website, we were like, well, obviously we'll aim for bestboys.com first, and Best Buy brought up Best Boys, so it redirects to Best Buy.
Yeah.
So we're competing with some big dogs, but that's all right, you know.
That's I didn't even think about that.
Pretty hilarious.
That is hilarious. I was thinking, when I was typing it in Instagram, it did come up like pretty soon. And then I was like, mm-hmm. That's, you know, nice that you didn't have to have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or some crazy letters or something.
Yeah.
But, well, what's next for you all?
We are working on another batch of music. We're just kind of laying the foundation with this first EP. Have a bunch more songs lined up. We're just in the process of finishing those. So somewhere in 2026, trying to get those out, and continuing to pair this kind of music and the Best Boys universe with Joe's visuals, and just more music and more videos, I think, is kind of the plan. And love to play live next year at some point. It's a little challenging being on different coasts, but we got some plans in the works there as well. So just trying to get this music out into the world and on the various channels.
I do appreciate the live clips that you all have on your Instagram of you guys playing together at it's a quiet, like just you sitting at a table in this intimate way. I don't know. It's very different than I'm assuming how live would feel, but sounds you feel good. Like you really are just sitting there at the table with y'all while you're working it out. So I think everything really is beautifully tied together. So
thank you.
As like a total collaborating of all these different elements, it's like definitely reminiscent and makes me feel like super nostalgic of every road trip I've ever been on and those memories that like are the in-betweens, because when you go back to look at your like film roll, it's those places that are like big moments that are all the photos are taken. Mm-hmm. You never get like just like Iowa as you're
right. The interstitial bits for sure,
because like the West I-10 is boring, but like there's some good conversations that happen, you know,
for sure. Joe's driven cross country more, I think, than any other person I know, and in documenting it in these videos, it's cool. You get a sense of like those interstitial places where maybe they're not your destination, but they definitely inform the journey to get to the destination.
I was growing in stature to me. I'm starting to like it.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's like a, you know, I don't know. It's so good. The videos themselves, I don't know, like if you're, I don't know how you can recall certain ones and you're like, this is going to fit perfect. But just all the footage that you've captured so far, I'm really excited to see what comes next, because I feel like that like cinematic aspect of it is super important for like that whole total picture. And the music is a great soundtrack to any road trip.
Awesome. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Anything else that y'all want to leave Portland with before we play your next track, which is another one off of your album, which is the track Soft?
Just stay tuned. Our website is bestboysmusic.com. You can find us on Instagram, and just stay tuned. We got more music and more visuals coming down the line, and excited to kind of keep the ball rolling.
Is there any behind the scenes kind of information you can give me about the track Soft?
Yeah, that one was written in this room here in Southeast Portland, and started with kind of like a very loose, we're working on a different song, and I just started playing something kind of noodly and without really thinking too much about it on the guitar, and Joe like perked up a little bit, and that became kind of like the main sort of melodic engine to this thing, and then we built around it, but trying to keep it very sort of minimal, because hence the name Soft. It's just sort of like a gentle kind of warm sort of song about a journey, more or less, but written in this room.
Exciting. I'm excited to play that. Here's Soft by Best Boys.
Let a liquor bottle soak. Let's get out of line. As we slowly disappear above smokestacks and the signs. lost in pleasant feelings I see slipping through my hands. I pop the zithron by your sin, so wake me when we land. And I just fall to wash me in the waves and in the cold water. Now that I betray.
When Maria was laid off while expecting her first child, she came to Mother and Child Education Center feeling overwhelmed and alone. Here, she found more than essential supplies. She found dignity, encouragement, and a safe place to prepare for parenthood. Mother and Child is a vital resource for anyone caring for a child, providing supplies, education, and ongoing support. Our open door, no judgments, no barriers approach to service makes us unique in the Portland community. Each year, thousands of families turn to Mother and Child to navigate unexpected challenges and build brighter futures. Mother and Child Education Center is proud to join other local nonprofits in the healthcare category in this year's Give Guide. More information at giveguide.org.
All right, you just heard Soft by Best Boys off their album Ride Out. And right before that was my interview with them. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and I'm here with Chase, and we're in our home studio with our cat.
Where the cat is falling all over the radio mixer.
She loves to DJ. Oh my goodness. She loves to work the deck.
She hit the tone generator earlier.
Well, that's DJ June, and she'll be taking over from here. Just kidding. We've got some holiday jams to end out this hour, and the next week we'll be on live on Christmas, so you can join us from 2 to 3 playing a bunch of fun Christmas and Christmas covers. So before we get into any, well, I guess this one is kind of Christmassy. It's just about snow, but you know, winter. This is Avoir Simone with the song Fallen Snow off the album Bird of Music.
We both know it's going to be not a long winter. The kind that freezes shut the doors of early spring. But I'll still let you in when I hear you knocking with a whisper. I'll open the doors and I'll let you in. Thank you.
down trees and putting up rain and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet how to fly. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. He tried so hard to help me, he put me at ease. He loved me so naughty, make me weak in the knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I'm gonna miss the best baby that I ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet how to fly. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'd make my baby say skate away.
Christmas is coming soon.
All right, you just heard Blitz and Trapper with Christmas is Coming Soon off I'll Stay Till After Christmas. And before that was the latest from the Lasses with their cover of River. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and you're listening to Wildflower and Weeds. Thanks for tuning in to X-Ray FM. Today, I've got you for like 15 more minutes, and I've got a bunch of other holiday songs. So we'll get right into it. Up next is Bob Dylan with the song Winterlude.
Winterlude, Winterlude, oh darling, Winterlude by the road tonight. Tonight there will be no quarreling, everything is gonna be alright. Oh, I see by the angel beside me that love has a reason to shine. You're the one I adore, come over here and give me more than when I loot this dude thinks you'll find. Winterlude, Winterlude, my little apple, Winterlude by the corn in the field, Winterlude, let's go down to the chapel then come back and cook up a meal. We'll come out when the skating rink glistens by the sun and the old crossroad sign. The snow is so cold, but our love can be bold. Winterlude, this dude thinks you're fine. Winterlude, Winterlude, my little daisy, Winterlude by the telephone wire, Winterlude, it's making me lazy. Come on, sit by the logs and the fire. The moonlight reflects from the window where the snowflakes they cover the sand. Come on, tonight everything will be tight. Winterlude, this dude thinks you're grand.
Same pretty sound last year. Neighbors are caroling around the town, trying to spread a little bit of joy around. I hear that sound, make me feel so fine. Sounds a little bit like Christmas time.
What's that sound
in the street I hear? I heard that same mighty sound last year. Hooray, drummers marching out two by two, rocking out the holiday boogaloo. What's that sound? It sounds like Christmas time. Same busy sound last year. Shoppers are hopping and humming a tune. Happy holidays and how do you do? What's that sound? It sounds like Christmas time. That same pitter-pat last year, jingling bells and big black boots, a rattling chimney and 32 hoods. I hear that sound and I feel so fine. Sounds a little bit like Christmas time.
What's that sound
down the road I hear? I heard that same ringing bell last year, ringing that thing like he's leading a band, trying to give a neighbor a helping hand. What's that sound? It sounds like Christmas time. What's that sound? It sounds like Christmas time.
Just heard Christmas Must Be Tonight, a holiday single from Pearl Charles and Michael Rolt. She was actually here on Monday at Mississippi Studios, so if you caught her with Rose City Band, text us and let us know how the show went. We missed it, which I'm bummed about, but you know, it happens. Before that was JD McPherson with the song What's That Sound off Sox. That is his full Christmas album, so if you're looking for something fun to listen to on Christmas, that whole album is amazing. I'm Digia Lazy Bones. This has been Wildflowers and Weeds. Thanks for listening. Next week, we've got a full hour of Christmas music on Christmas. And we've got a few more songs for you before JBJ takes over. He is doing a recap of his favorite albums of the year so far, or the year since No More will be released. But yeah, that was for JBJ. Hopefully he's listening. Well, up next is the single Blizzard by Camera Obscura.
This is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this